Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Herman Franks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a line drive into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Vallo fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Vallo. Lupien goes all the way around to score. Baker moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sierra scores. Wright moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. Philly moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to third. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-1 in the game. Fane strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fane out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Coleman scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-for-1 in the game. Franks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Marchildon moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Franks and he is out, Joost applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Fain reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. Fain moves to third. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove fires to third and picks off Fain. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-for-2 in the game. Franks hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey bunts towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Frank Papish now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. McCuskey scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Fain scores. Majeski moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-for-3 in the game. Franks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Frank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Philly strikes out. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.